the hottest Aladamas for someone who plants a tree, whether it's a vine or any other tree. So it's based upon Avide Sakere, and Avide Sakere is based upon the fact that when someone has a tree, he'll always be tempted to put his implements and his tools on the Sode Chavirei. So Chavirei, so the melee becomes a mazik in Israel. He's not a mazik in Bobakama, just because one is likely to do that in the future. But he becomes a mazik of Bobakama, a mazik of Shreim. And it's considered Gira Delei, and Mimele, the Nizek, Kibur Abiris is made it. The Nizek, the Balat Hue. So the other Sode, so can force the Balakeren to remove, to move away Balakas, to move Balakas. Now, and so Teisa Shike is, and that's the Ramases. The Ramases, from this Gemore, we can use our. Suppose Ruvei undertakes to, let's say, one's lock is broken. Shimon's lock is to the house. So Shimon mentions it to Ruvei. So Ruvei said, I beside myself to put the lock in your house. And then he's beside himself in the Suda and so on. And he didn't do it. And then the result of the failure by Ruvei to comply with his title, to put up the door in the house or put in the lock in the house, so he failed to comply with his highways, and because of that, Ganovim entered the house, and they stole, let's say, $10,000. So the Rama says, from this Gemara, we can deduce that Ruben has to pay the $10,000 to Shimon, because he's a mazik, mitzad Gamma. What's the raya? So the Rama explains this Gemara, it's a kerem it's all a melech day. So Teitzah says, Mikash, why is the Baal HaKerem Mechuyev? But here, he didn't make it together, and because of that, the Tvuyev became awesome, it's a fire. So he has to pay the Baal HaTvuyev for the loss of the Tvuyev. Why is he more responsible why is the Baal HaKerem more responsible than he? After all, client consists in the intermingling of vines and tvuyeh. So he is much of a mazik, the Baal HaTvuyeh should be considered as much of a mazik as the Baal HaKerem. That's the kasha that is raised by Roshim. So Teisa says, no, he is mechuyev to pay because he is mechuyev, the Baal HaKerem is mechuyev to move away the Aladames anyway, because of Aladames HaKerem. That would be true even if he didn't plant vines. Suppose if he planted an orange tree, he would also have to move away Daladamas, because Vavir is a kerem. It happens that instead of planting an orange tree, he planted vines. But the Akriu Bachok of Daladamas has nothing to do with the supply. It has to do with Vavir is a kerem or Vavir is a ilon, because it's Kira Delay. So the Rama explains this Gemara like tastes. And the Rama raises the question, so why is he mechuyev? All right, so he's mechuyev to be malchik. He's mechuyev to be malchik, so that's a chokes nizuke. But why should he be mechuyev in the tashlumim of the hefset of the tvue? So he says from this Gemara, we can deduce that if Ruvein was misguided himself to build a door for Shimon's bais, so that Ganovim will not be able to come into the house and they will steal Shimon's money, and he failed to comply with his highness, he didn't give Shimon the money to build a door, and then Ganovim came and they stole the money. So Ruben is mechuyev to pay to reimburse Shimon for all the loss, for the loss of the money that was stolen by Ganovim, on that basis, on the basis of Ganovim. So in other words, if somebody has a chayv to do a certain thing to the other part, a legal hate, and then he fails to do it. And because of his failure, so the other fellow sustains loss, so the melee is gone. So he's mechuyev to pay. This is how Teisus and Rama explain the Gemara. Why is the Baal HaKerem mechuyev to remove? Because there is a chiyuv from the Baal HaKerem, because Because why the Chiyuva Chokei is about the Baal Ilon? Because it's given away, because he is likely to put, on account of the Ilon, he is likely to put all to place his tools and implements and the Sodech HaMeir. So Meir Edo is a Chiyuva Chokei. And if he had complied with the Chiyuva Chokei, so then there wouldn't be any law sustained by the Baal Atuyeh. But why did the Baal Atuyeh sustain laws? Because the Baal Keren did not comply with his obligation. So Meir is a master. He's gone. The Ramban also raises the same question. The Avodah of the Kainon, which is the Omar, and the Kvar, the Kesatzmei, Kidu, she is the Shisa, Mach Basaklai, Shoi, Yogi, Vatil, Sashu, O, Mechai, Mezeri, Dei, Shehu, Amikai, Kloi, Bikerem, Shebo, Bitchum, Shol, Haverei, Ben Haverei, Nichnas, Bitchumei. So, in other words, it is Gerdelei. Why is it more Gerdelei? Then the Baal Atuyeh, the answer is the Shoroshim of the Tvuyah not mispashim. The Shoroshim of the Vines of the Kvanim are mispashim. So Memele is more of a predominant Mazik than the Baal Atuyeh. So Memele, the Chiyuva Chokei is because of that. But the question is, Rabbi Yisi says, Allah is the Baal Atuyeh, so he says, since the Shoroshim are mispashim, the Shoroshim Am Mispashe, it's all Tirelei. But the question is, so then, why does the Gisi say, Ein Machikin Ezeiro Min Abeya? There too, the Shoroshim Am Mispashe. The Beiler is not Mispashe in any way. It's the Shoroshim of the Yom Mispashe. Still, the Gisi says, that Ein Machikin Ezeiro Min Abeya. So why does he say here, that even Rabbi Yisi, he doesn't say it's Tirelei, you see. The Ramban doesn't say it's here. Neither it's even there. We have done the kind of Rabbi the Omar and the Father Saxony, keep the Shin Shisa, we don't know. Machas are climbing. So the main of the Chayim is a there, even though it's not here. Case is basically the Pan Abidas Akeren. So maybe he says it's here. But the Ramban doesn't base it the Pan Abidas Akeren. And he says that it's not here. But in this case, the Mazik is only the Baal HaKeren, not the Baal HaTuyeh. Why? Because the Shoroshim of the Tuyeh are not mispashim. The Shoroshim of the Keren are mispashim. But here the way it isn't. The Rambam that it isn't, because if the fact that the Shoroshim are destined to be mispashim in due course makes it here the way, so then the case should be made that Mazikim is a young Nabeir Hopeyamo, because over there it's also mispashim, the same way. The only thing is, here it's mispashim, and it overreaches the Tvuyeh, and over there it's mispashim, and it overreaches the foundations of the veil. So, the Zohar Nizek is different, but it's mispashim. So even though it's mispashim, it does not become Gerelei, because that's only in the future it's mispashim. But right now there is no Mazikas yet. Right now what does he do? He puts in a seed in the ground, that's all. In the course of a few years, there will be Shoroshim, there will be Mispashim. So that's not the way. So the second Moshim Ramban is that this Gemara of Nifritzoyim is there, Vachir Rimon Rudol Yasik Rakesi, Eloke Rabonot, the Amonu Amaz Bach Resatzli. But the first Moshim says that it can accord with Rabbi Yisi as well. And even though Rabbi Yisi says Amaz Bach Resatzli, and only by Gira Delay, it's Amazi Bach Resatzli, according to Rabbi Yisi. And here it's certainly not Jerebelei, because that's Mamish, like Machikes Hilom Nabeil. So he says, here is different. Since there is a Niser of Klein, Kibushi Shisa Bidobo, Machmasa Klein, so then the Yisi is made there that our Mazi Bach Resatzli. What is the Pshat in this Ramban? So the Pshat in this Ramban is as follows. Actually, Rabbi Yisi would be made to the Rabbonot that our Mazi Bach Resatzli. That's a Nisar of Achokes Nizot. A Nisar, a Schools of Achokes Nizot. That the Mazik has to remove any Hezek But why do the Israelis say until Aaron's eyes make? Because the Mazik, let's say Ruben, let's not call him Mazik. So Ruben, who wants to plant the tree, so it's his sode, and he has the right to enjoy the his sode. If Ruben will not be allowed to plant the tree, that means that we restrict Ruben in using his sode according to his wishes. So that's the reason as to why he is not mechuyev. That's the reason as to why he is not mechuyev. He is not mechuyev to be malchik hokeyano. Because if he would have to be malchik hokeyano from the border of the Sodech Abele, so then he'll be restricted in the use of his father. So he has his chutz to enjoy this property, not to be restricted in the use of his property. So, if the halacha would be, that any enjoyment that in the long run might interfere with the convenience of somebody else, so then a person will not be able to use his property to use his property according to his wishes, because he'll have to anticipate 3 years later. The Shoroshim will be mispashing, and they might possibly undermine the foundations of the other Chorosbe. Same with Abbasov. So in other words, actually, a Ruvain is obligated to remove all kinds of mazikim from his premises, if in the long run they might result in a damage or in a nuisance to the other. But there is a limit. In other words, Ruvain also has his rules to use his property. But if it's a case where Ruben couldn't use his property anyway, so then the Yezi will be made there, the Talmazi part of the Satsmei. Where is such a case? In connection with why? So he's not allowed, even suppose the other field, the Sodet Ruben, would also be his. It's not Ruben and Shimon, it's Ruben and Ruben. These are the Karen. Is Ruben's, and the Tzodet Tvuyev, as the Alom is also his. Would he be allowed to plant the tree near the Tvuyev, near his own Tvuyev? Not. So we are not restricting his rights, because he's not allowed to plant the Geffen without, unless there is a Mechit. So he's not allowed to plant the Geffen anyway. So the Mele, where he's not, he does not become restricted in the use of his property anyway, that when does the Nezek, when the Nezek that results to Shimon is not the Nezek of what? And it's not such a great inconvenience. But, so then, Abyeisi says, Alanizik Valak Esatzmei, in other words, the Mazik cannot be restricted in using his property according to wishes, just because of a Hezekiah Arek to Shimon in due course. Masha'in came where the Hezek that will result to Shimon will not be a Hezekiah Arek, will be a Hezek of Buah and a great hardship. So then the Mazik does not have his chus to use it in such a way that it will result to a Hezek of Buah to Shimon. In other words, basically, Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbanan and the Talmazik. But then, why? Because the Nizek has a schus to be secure against any Ezeki from Israel, in ultimate Ezeki. But, so the Rabbanan say because of that, Machikes will not be Chotiyamo. So this he says, if he did not interfere with the proper use of his property, so then the Nizek would have a schus to be secure against any Ezekias resulting from the tree of Ruben. But since this will interfere, will restrict Ruben in the use of his property excessively, so in Mele, Ruben gets his choice to plant the tree. And so, even though in the long run it might result in a slight inconvenience to Shimon, but where the result, it will result in a great harm to Shimon, then Ruben doesn't get his food. So the Ramban says the same thing. So here by crying, sins, he doesn't restrict him in any way, because he's not allowed with Sadin's crying to plant the vine near the tree, whether it's his own tree or somebody else's tree. So he's not allowed to do it anyway. So he doesn't interfere with his property rights, because he's not allowed with Sadin's crying. So the Talmazi Bach says that, the Talmazi Bach says. Alright, so then the Rosh continues to discuss the Aloha Hachotas Nisim. And then the Rosh says at the end, ומלחיק, וכניתן, ומלחיק, מדריסת של חברי ומירי, גרישי ליאזיק. So he says, why is there such a meaning of Hachotas Nisim? כי תרוכר אותה כנייה. So one could say it's in the Havot. But immediately afterwards, the Rosh says, V'ikpiva teiro, shel lo yase odom misich shalein, dopo hagirim hezik v'chavim. So because of the Xeras HaKosu, of Trachel Dar Kineya, and the Xeras HaShalein, so he has to be marchik mizik. Now, the Pasuk of Trachel Dar Kineya, and the Xeras HaShalein, is a pasuk in the Rakabot. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. And in Yovi Rashoi Mechadishot. So anything that is mentioned in the Rakabot, either it is explanatory, or is certain pasuk in the Torah, or, let's say, Novi Yom Yom, he rebukes the Jews for being Mechal Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos. So that is a Nisar of Itzoy in the Torah. And the Novi rebukes them. But there are no new Yisurim, there are no new mitzvahs in Dimei Kabbalah, in the Bim. So the name of Rochel Bakineo, Zeseo Sholem, is a positive Dimei Kabbalah. So it couldn't imply a new mitzvah or a new Yisrael. So Rochel Bakineo, Zeseo Sholem, the Gemara mentions Kama Vikama Aloches. Because of Rochel Bakineo. In Gemara, the Gemara mentions, let's say, that Eve, let's say, were Reuben died. And the woman has a child. And he has a brother, but he has a child. And now, after the death of Reuven, the child died. So we do not say that Reuven's wife should be called a chutz. Why? Because since at the first moment of the death of Reuven, so there was no zikeh, so it would be inconsistent, the Gemara says, without Rachel Barkineyam, that the zikeh. And now, so that's one halacha. The Gemara in Suke deduces from Rachel Bar Kineya. The Gemara says maybe the kapis morim is a certain kind of a thorn. So the Gemara says no, Rachel Bar Kineya. It couldn't be a certain kind of thorn. So that word dinim can be deduced from the posik of Rachel Bar Kineya. But no new mitzvahs. No new mitzvahs. No new yisur. So in other words, so we see from the Rosh says it's a device. But what's the basic thing in Trochel Bar Kineya that is implicit in the process of Trochel Bar Kineya is schus, that the Nizek has a schus of Achokas Niskishrei, that every Shoch has a schus, a vested schus, to be secure against any damage or nuisance by the continuous labor. That's his rules. Mimele. So the Gros says that the Rosh is made, that there is a Nisar, the Reis also. But the rules is implicit according to the Rosh in the Posik of the Herbakim, as the Rosh says. But here we have the Posik of Ushvatim Tzedek Benishu Benochim Benkele. And what does the Gemara say? Benishu Benochim Benkele. Afilu bin Bais Laliyo, Afilu bin Tano Mikiraim. And then the Rach explains, means the Achokas Nizokin, but the Achokas Nizokin, the schools of Achokas Nizokin is implicit according to the Rosh in the Pasuk of Rachel Bar Kineya. But since the schools of Achokas Nizokin is implicit in the Pasuk of Bar Kineya, so the Mele, it comes within the term of Tzedek, Ushvatim Tzedek. What does it mean, Ushvatim Tzedek? You shall deal righteously in accordance, what does it mean righteously? In accordance with the schusim of the people. So, what are the schusim of the people? Have you been buying Israel? So, discourse that becomes vested in me through the posik of Rachel Dakeneyam. So Mele, this posik of Shvanken Tzedek Benishin Noch Mekele implies an Iser is his roots. And Zimor says that we should not infringe upon the schutzim of any neighbor, Ushvatem Tzedek, and this is one of the schutzim. So how do you know that this is one of the schutzim? That's because of the drosha of Rachel Dakeneyam. So Mele, the posik of Ushvatem Tzedek Benishu Binochem Vingele implies an iser of infringing, of violating, of infringing upon the schutzim of Nizek. But the basic thing, according to the Gror, the basic thing according to the Gror is Ischus in the Nizek. And that gives rise to a Nizek of infringing upon the Schusim, of violating the Schusim, the rights of the Nizek. This is what the Gror means. Says, Avul Rosh Seyveya, Avul Gafshu Yubiraise, there is a Nisa Rasa Deraise, the Posik of Shvatim Tzarek Nishim Noch Negere, but the basic thing, according to the Rosh, is the Schus in the Nizek gets. So in Mele, there is a Nisa Rasa to violate the rights of the Nizek, not to be damaged by Yishon. So in Mele, Kibin di Mele di Momei Nehazal Rekule, the same thing, La Mitzvah Chaber Olam Arayit. Of course, Lo Yisigzu is as much of a Nisa Deraise like Lo Yisigzu Kom Meilo. So why do we say that if a Mitzvah Chaber Olam Arayit and if it's a Sofik where it belongs to Reuven and Shimon, or to Shimon, and Reuven is the Murzek, so Reuven keeps it. But maybe Klap Shmai is Gali and it belongs to Shimon, so Reuven is able to be Sagezmo, Lo Yisigzu, Sirgi Deraise and Chomre. The answer is that's the Aloch of a Mitzvah Chaber Olam Arayit. So since we don't know, and he is the Murzek, so he becomes a violin over that moment with the Rasvadai. With the Rasvadai. So here too, the basic thing is a schus. So Mele, that gives rise to an Nisares. Because of the schus, so it comes, the violation of the rights of the Nizek comes within the posik of Shvat Tzedek. But where it is suffix, the violin, so Mele, in regard to schusim, we say, Amit Zachavel Alarayim, so Mele, there is no Nisar. Like every other case of Hamid and Habib, all right, we'll leave it here.
Asra Shir Gimel, Yud El Hitov Shinamites, September 2nd, 1979,
on Sunday. So if there is a minek to do something that is inferior to Hutzri Dafne, so then that minek is not effective. This is our tamshi. But then, the boy saw Shre, and the chichim tamshi is minik she nis mehova. Afu heichem itan hakot ben adin. We yedam eizem minik we shim sebi kono. Elu nir ami. So he is chayu. He said, the Ramban shite also, the afu pochis mitan hava minik. The heilchim di momen achar amin. Ki perashti perik hamkabu, the boy said, no mech tirati. Boch hakom ashmiyon, she yuag u nibne is. ולוחי גוטרי גרנה, שאין יוחי לא כמסחבירת לכביס מולבני, וכל גדע חוד לא כנסה מה שנועד. בוטים אחלנו, if the minute is for a יחיצה that is inferior to the Dapne, it's also there. And that's the Ramban Shik, Ramban Seso. So that words, so the Ramban is חלק, the Bresho Shred Ramban, החלק על השיטה of Ramuta. Then the Rosh Kantin, יש מפורשי, הודי חיפה הדוד הם נזגים של גובי ומגוז יזרעק וכיוון את המדינה. היינו דווקא כשמעמידים הקיצר על הקרקע של שני, ואינך עוד מהם ריצר ונזכנית בשכשלה, וליבני ישמשלה, למוצא כל אחד במהים הרי ריצר לבטר קרקע, ולא יביבני בבניין, אם לא יביבני הם בקיון, אבל למוצא הוא היה עוד ניקליס בשכשלה, ולאסס וחיצר בשכשלה, בהוצא לדפנה, כיוון שניסה להם כזה כתוריה מחווי ירידה. So there is one shite that says that when is there a din of kviyeh, Tenebrie i uomini, i sforzi in the other to participate equally in the building of Mechitz. So then the other one can say, you want me to share with you in the mokim and in the expenses of the Mechitz, so let us build a relatively stable Mechitz. A relatively stable Mechitz. In accordance with the Minigandina, of course, it's a question of degree, stability. It's what in accordance with the Minigandina. But if you want to build a Mechitze that is not as stable as the Mechitze with the Minigandina, then I don't want to participate. So it's another source. Because suppose Ruvei says, you know what? I am ready to pay all the expenses. And at my own mocking, you don't have to do anything. But I want to build the Behutz and Dami. So Shimon cannot say to him, oh no, let us build a relatively stable Mechitza. And we'll both participate in the expenses and in the box. In other words, because there he's not taking away anything from them, or from Shimon. And that seems to be Mistaba. This Shita seems to be Mistaba. And there is Teda, Shalihuska Chiyu Bibina Agoni Rebehi, El Mokin Shabazim. Gia has a Chiyu Lishneye. Vichiyu Habin Al Shneye, Val Nisei Shneye. El Mokin Shabagia Lose, Veloi Lose, Ki Nidag Asom Chatsa Valere, Chatsa Valere, Shabal Adad, Lubade, Chayu Basis Make, Luhuska Shabin Agoni Rebehi. El Reise Make, Moishi Yotze, Veinu Veinu Bin Hutsim Dach, Vikoma Rafnach, Roma Shmur, Kaka Soko Chatsa Valere, Isle Make, Kovid Al Damas. So in other words, and he mentions as Raya, where does Gibor mention Minot Abdine? Only where the Chiyuv Kesel is upon both of them. But let's say Gaga Somok Mechotza Chaveire, so then the obligation is incumbent upon the Baal Adag, Gal Adag, because the Baal Chotza can say, I don't know when the Baal Adag will come out, whenever he decides, some Mele, he's the Mazik, I'm not the Mazik. So there the Gemara doesn't mention. The Gemara doesn't mention Minig Amdine. So when is the Aloch of Minig Amdine, when the Mechitze is incumbent upon both of them, so then there is Aloch of Minig Amdine. But if the Mechitze is incumbent upon one, not so Mele, in case where it is incumbent upon both of them. But if one of the shutrin says, I'm going to build it in my own shoes, at my own expenses, so then the other one cannot stop. Alright. The Rabbi come out. Being a shnegagi, mishnitzlis ha-sarab, l'unichol mitisra shisoye, dimashma b'nin ha-golim umar b'l'agag, lo yiter s'chir b'imakein, elu b'shinrei z'lid b'sholim b'sarigafi, b'shinsayem ez ma'am b'gubim, kosh lo yitri yachtom b'yamrit. That's one shit. That where one of the shutrim is ready to build it himself at his own expenses, so then he can build it out of its redact nose. V'yesh l'forshim, cha'afilu im reitzer nikneis l'sich sholei, v'ilikdeh, then there's Rashi. Cha'afilu im reitzer nikneis l'sich sholei, v'ilikdeh, v'yutzer redact ne, chavir im akib olo, l'vishayim olein, eim amechidi shekayome, v'etstori echlitzi kol echotomi, כשטיפר המחיצה לסלק מולי, הזק ויסח לו. But there's another shit, deep and further. If let's say the Minig Amdine is to build the Kesel of God, but Reuven says, I want to build the Mechitz of Utsa Vidapne, what do you care? I'll build it on my own grounds and at my own expenses. So Shimon can be Naki. And Shimon can say, no, there is a mutual obligation incumbent upon the two of us to build a mechitza that will protect mutually each other against Hezekiah. Now, when you build out of Utsari Dapne, what will I do if every year later? So this mechitza of Utsari Dapne will collapse, so then I'll have to call you to the Torah. I don't want to have the burden of calling you to the Torah every year. So the Mele, that Chita says that the other one can be me. So this you can. So then the Rosh says, "V'nira ki perushikam." שלא נוסטו חכמים גולו קיצבו ממי שיש לסלק את זה כמחבר, שיעזו בלוקאי ומדיר דרץ, אלא מספיק מה שמסלק את זה כממנו ופישו, ועם החזמן יזכנו, ישיק תמרורץ, ולתי מוחד, וחיצת הקרץ היא, וחיצת הקרן, מטיפ רץ דרוס את ווס חברי, ויצור בל הקרן ובזגות איסה, ובא לא נוסטו חכמים גולו בניין, אלא מוקים שיצא סבין לשניה, שיוכל לאחות לאים הרייב של אסס מייסי המפורס, ולהיצי, ויצורת בחולים. Sorry, but if one of the Shutri is ready to do it himself, then Shimon cannot interfere. And Shimon cannot say, I'm afraid that this mechitza that you built yourself so will collapse after half a year or after a year. So if it collapses, it collapses. So then every time he'll be able to force him again to build the mechitza. This is what the second version, this is what the first version says. Anyway, so we have two Mishaynas in the Rosh. One Loshen in the Rosh is that if Reuven wants to build the Mechitza himself out of Chutz Lidapne, so Shimon cannot interfere. The second Loshen is that Shimon can interfere. And we can understand the longest, the reason of both Shittas. The first Shitta we certainly understand, I mean it doesn't require an explanation, but the second Shitta is not unreasonable either. Because the second Shitta says he has his Chutz to demand that the Mechitza should be built in such a way that it will be stable. Now, what determines the stability? The Minigamim. Alright, but let's see what the Mukiyesim says. Now, the Mukiyesev, and the first Omen in the Rid, the fourth big one, Mokim Shinagu Astabi and Vir, Tan Kesla Horin Belashim Tikun, because it's a Mitzukonet Mimiko. Kvisim Uariya Sheish Lekem Komech, Tzai Masim, Shesod in HaKesel, Shavi HaKot Lebeim, O Masbisi Benim Lezut Chesim, Deim Lem Kesel Masid Al Shlesh Tvoch, Namino Mitmoy, וכפיסים של רחוב יסר, משום שמייסים כפיס יחד מכאן ונחד מכאן, ומניח את הרחוב בניהם, ומר לסתי, הכל כמו גם דינה. אם יש מילה בבניין, יבנה הקייס לא הזה כמו גם דינה, אם גובל גובל וגובל זגות, אם חייקו לו, אבל שיעור היה הקייס לגרור בו, אין לטום בבניה, אלא לדינה הוכה, דיבוצה בהוכה כמו רבון ומלכוי, ומשום הוכה ערך תנו לומים מה זה ניסים גימו וזה ניסים גימו, ואהב לומים אבל הכל כמו גם דינה, בבניה זה נכון ללכת, אבל השינם דילנו אגו להרביס ולמאי בשיעור למנו הרימין הקטורס. In other words, that's the sheet of the Rosh in regard to that point. You see, because actually you have three sheets. The sheet of the Kavne Tam is that if there is a minhag to build Govi more than 6 fochim thick, that minhag is not effective. But if the minhag is to build less, let's say, than 6 vochim, it is effective. Because even a mechit, even if there is a minhag to build the mechit out of it's a lidapne, it is effective. So that's the shite of Hamotam, of Thesis. But the Rosh says, no, that minhag hamdine only applies to the quality, to the material of the mechit. But minhag hamdine does not apply to the size of the mechit. That is not determined. The material of the mechitzeh, whether it is to be built out of gobel, out of godis, of krisin, or levenin, or of utzeh v'dapne, so the determining factor, the criterion, is minikam dineh. But when it's a question of size, of thickness, it's not minikam dineh. Once there is a minikam dineh, of building it out of gobel, so the mishne, the chachomim determine the thickness of it. That's the shita of the Rosh, and that's the shita of the Mukiyesim, like the Rosh. And then there is a third shita, the shita of the Ramban, the Agoy Soshre. They say that even poches mehutzel dafne, mine gam dine, is a thing. So how do we come to it? یبنیش بلیگ ببینیم یبنا کیسا دکی مندینه این بابگام و بازیز بازیز خیلی کولام شراکیس بگاه با این تاو ببینه این دین آخه دی پاس با آخه که مغابان بولی کوه و میشیم آخه دسلای داشت هر نختلو میم از نیسیم گیمو تو حرو میم او اکو مندینه بین یک زن همین آگه ایخه او اشین رو بینو اگو هر بیسون و مایی بیشیو که میمو اگو یک دک تو ایس وی تایی مده بینو میشون دیم کل که خفا بیشین و میشون از کلیه میشون بیخشین آن شمال جیم پیل وی ایتصاریخ و ایساتی می بینی بز و بین کخ من کخ بیم از اکی بز کلیه و من نیشم اینو در فیلوغو چو ایخو مهم Lipnis bisher schon ein. Wie Lipnis mich allein, so der Rosh has to jump two days, and the Rosh is machia later first day. That if one of the children, let's say Rube, wants to build the Mechitz himself, he doesn't have to follow up the Minagadine, and he can build it out of his Vidaf as well. But the other Rosh in the Rosh says no. So the Mechitz agrees with the other Rosh in the Rosh. ישמעין עוד אף לראות שאנחנו נתקנים של שואי ואולים שואי מוצרים דף לחווי ומוצרים דף לחווי רכפי שגידנו בין שניהם כבר מוגודת כדי מאמינק וישמעין פר ומצטורך ולסעצים לבס So, then, but then he mentions a sheet of the law and the sheet of the law is expressive for such a big chidesh that it requires explanation והרוזה ומאיסים ודבורים ואפילו בואו ויכנים של שואי ולבני סגובי וגוזיז, חבי רמאה כפולו, משום דום עליהם, אם אתו איסי כן לא יהיה למישוס ויסטרו. ואפילו לא מלא ימו יהיד ולכו מישוס אלו ויסמח, מוצא אום עליהם, אי במחר, לא הבין להשתו ומיזבא. ואי במתון אלו יליך ויחסי וסי למתון אסי יחיה. So, he says a very strange חידש, דרו. דרו says, The Mukiyis is machriya like the second washing door. So that is not unreasonable, the second washing door. In other words, that if there is a minig amdina to build out of Gobin, but Rubin says, I want to build it by myself on my own grounds, at my own expenses, so Shimi can be lucky. Because Shimi can say, in as much as there is Hezekiah, so Memele, I want you and myself to build a stable mechitze, not that you should build at your own expenses and then every half year I'll have to call you a tintor. I don't want that. I want to be protected against Ezekiel. So, that we understand. It's not amazing. But the law says that if there is a minigamdine to build out of Gobiyo, and Rubin says to Shimon, actually I can force you that you should share with me the expenses. Of the kisel of God, let's say the kisel of God, the expenses is $100, and I can force you that you should give up three tvochim of your grounds, and I'll give up three tvochim of my grounds, but I don't want. I'll build the whole kisel on my own grounds, and I'll pay for it. I won't ask you to participate in it. So that seems to be a very strong tie. I mean, why should he? Objection, man. Doesn't he have a right to build whatever he wants on his grounds? He can build whatever he wants. And if he is willing to spend all the money, why should Shimon, the other, should have been in a position to object? Still, the Lord says no. And what is the reason as to his objection? A very straight reason. He says Shimon can say, I don't want you, since the obligation is incumbent upon both of us to build the mechitze of minig hadine, so I don't want you to build it by yourself. Because if you build it by yourself, so if I want to put to support something, let's say, on that wall that you build, let's say, suppose I want to build a suke on my grounds. So if the kitzel will be built by both of us on the grounds of both, and if I want to build the mechitze here, so I can put, let's say, the schach, I can support my schach on the kesel, because it's my kesel just as yours. But if you build it completely on your grounds at your own expenses, so I can't support anything on the kesel. And suppose Rubin says, I'm a good person, so I'm a good neighbor, I'll let you support. So he says, I don't want any favors. I mean, doesn't it seem, I mean, the Shimon is just trying to be impossible, I mean, to be capriciously impossible? After all, Rubin is willing to build a K-cell, Jimina Gandine, and to pay for it by himself, and to put it on his own grounds, and he's even willing to allow Shimen to use the K-cell. Everything he's trying to accommodate him in the best way. Shimon says, no, I don't want any favors. I mean, what kind of response is that? So Bishleime, when Rubin decides to build by, on his own grounds, by himself,